runoff set in the L.A. mayor's primary. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Billionaire real estate developer Rick Caruso, a former Republican turned Democrat, gets enough votes in a crowded field to force a runoff in the Democratic primary for mayor of Los Angeles.
We will not allow this city to decline. We will no longer accept excuses. We have the power to change direction of Los Angeles.
Caruso will face Congresswoman Karen Bass in the runoff. In San Francisco, people frustrated with rising crime voted to recall District Attorney Chesa Boudin. California Governor Gavin Newsom easily won the Democratic primary as he seeks a second term in office. Three other states also held governor's primaries yesterday.
In New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will go for another term facing ex-TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti in November. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, Republican Kristi Noem is a step closer to a second term as governor. She easily won her GOP primary and will face Democrat Jamie Smith later this year. In Iowa, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democrat Deirdre DeGeer were unopposed and will meet in November. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Hollywood star Matthew McConaughey visited Washington yesterday to plead with Congress to finally do something about gun violence.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue. Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
Senate Democrats say they're making progress in a bipartisan effort to deal with escalating gun violence. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No let up in pain at the pump. AAA says the average price of gasoline in the U.S. rose nearly 4 cents yesterday to a record $4.95 a gallon. That's a 33-cent increase since Memorial Day and a big problem for American drivers.
Republicans are blaming President Biden as drivers continue to empty their wallets in order to fill up their gas tanks.
President Biden is delivering the holy war on American domestic energy that he promised.
Senator Mitch McConnell, but Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says if it were not for the president's efforts, prices would be even higher.
For example, through an historic release of a million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The Treasury Secretary speaking there to the Senate Finance Committee. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen faces a second round of questioning on Capitol Hill today. Arizona prisoner Frank Atwood, convicted in the 1984 killing of an 8-year-old girl, is set to be executed today. It will be the state's second execution since resuming the use of the death penalty in May. And as the summer drought approaches California, lawmakers are considering spending billions of taxpayer dollars to keep water away from farmers.
California is no stranger to drought blamed on its desert climate and its arguably poor water management systems. And through it all, state law assigns a significant amount of water rights to farmers. Some lawmakers claim farmers use too much of the precious resource, and so they plan to spend $1.5 billion to buy up water rights to prevent its agricultural use. Farmer groups say such a move will result in lower crop yield and increased prices for consumers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Dow futures down 115 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.